Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha. Welcome, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for being here to connect our hearts and souls, our energies, as we ascend to new heights of conscious awareness, conscious parenting, and joy, as we explore ways to constantly live in and as the love, peace, and bliss we are, ways we can help our children do the same. The activities in the last segment of today's program are designed for your children's participation. How are you feeling in this moment? What are you experiencing in this moment? Are you feeling and experiencing the love you are? Are you feeling peaceful in this moment? Are you experiencing the peacefulness residing at the core of your being? Are you feeling blissful in this moment? Are you experiencing the blissfulness you are in this moment? Rai Bhashan says, "Motherhood is such a glorious blessing. It's such a beautiful experience. I so strongly recommend it. It's bliss, love, and fulfillment of another level." Today's program contains many golden nuggets that will take your consciousness and your conscious parenting skills to another level. Paramahansa Yogananda said, "Love is not the ultimate. Bliss is the ultimate." Love, peace, and the ultimate bliss are your natural state of being. In this precious moment, if it's safe for you to do so, I invite you to bring one or both of your hands to your heart. You may also close your eyes if it's safe. Lovingly invite your beautiful children, family members, spiritual teachers, and guides to be with us energetically. Siddha Meditation Master Gurumayi Chidvilasananda says, "Whenever God's love is discussed, whenever God's love is experienced, all the siddhas and great beings, all the saints, all the gods and goddesses, all the yogis and renunciants, and all the beings who adore God come and participate in the gathering." Breathe deeply and be here with your full attention. Feel the blessings of all these great beings embracing you. Their blessings, along with the practices and energetic attunements we're sharing, are having a profound and transformative effect on your mind, body, and spirit. They've been proven over time to rekindle and sustain your natural feelings of love, peace, and bliss. You truly can live in love, peace, and bliss in each moment, completely untouched by the changes of childhood, youth, age, daily activities, and challenges. You truly can create and live in and as a loving soul with a peaceful mind and a blissful heart. If you're not able to devote your undivided attention right now, please listen again when you can gift yourself with total awareness. Stay with us now, but do tune in again. Tune in when you can let the vibrations of the program penetrate deep into your being without the interference of other activities. Give yourself the opportunity to truly experience the tangible vibrations of love, peace, and bliss that you are. With one or both of your hands at your heart and your eyes closed if it's safe, focus your full attention at your heart. Breathe deeply right into the center of your heart chakra, the center of your chest. Feel the energy of your breath softening your heart, bringing light into your heart. Feel the pulsations of your heart as it sends currents of life force and love throughout your body. Feel the peacefulness of your body as these currents of life force cascade through it. Within this peacefulness, sense the vibrations of bliss that may be starting to appear. Breathe deeply. If you find yourself worrying about your cell phone and emails, the current circumstances of life, or that you should be doing something more important, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being is reminded that being here is your top priority. This is love, peace, and bliss. Just being present in the moment is love. Just being is love. Just being present in the moment is peace. Just being is peace. There is peace in just being. Just being present is bliss. Just being is bliss. Bliss is just being. When you practice connecting with your love, peace, and bliss in the quiet moments like this, you are building a bridge to these natural feelings, a rainbow bridge you can cross over to when your now moment is the daily activities you need to do in order to live and be present for your children and family, when your now moment presents an unexpected challenge. Breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being feels the love, peace, and bliss you are. On a long, slow inhale, fill your entire being with the radiant love you are. Feel as if your entire being is glowing. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant energy pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale, sending your love, peace, and bliss to everyone listening in this moment and to those who will be listening to the recording. Inhale again, and on the exhale, send your love, peace, and bliss to everyone and everything on this beautiful planet we're floating through space on. How are you feeling right now? Can you feel the love, peace, and bliss you're creating? You can recreate these at any time. Simply become very aware of what they feel like right now and then recall them whenever you want. With practice, you'll be able to feel the love, peace, and bliss you are on demand. Have faith that you truly can live in love, peace, and bliss in each moment. Sai Baba said, "Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss." Let's trace this progression from faith to love to peace to God to bliss. A popular reverend in the 1990s said, "Faith is no irresponsible shot in the dark. It is a responsible trust in God, who knows the desires of your hearts, the dreams you are given, and the goals you have set. He will guide your paths right." There really is a benevolent force guiding us in each and every moment. When we have faith in the priceless tapestry that God is weaving in each moment, life becomes astounding. One day, as I was walking away from my local post office, something prompted me to look back. My eyes went straight to the H&R Block office next to the post office. Even though it had been next to the post office for many years, I really never paid attention to it before. It was like it was never there. And in that moment, I wondered why I was prompted to notice it now. Several minutes later, as I was walking near the other end of this large shopping center, a car pulled up. It stopped, and the driver started rolling down the window. Part of me instantly went on red alert, which I'll tell you about in a moment. Another part started smiling, awaiting to see what this person wanted. "Can you tell me where the H&R Block office is?" Had I not followed the prompting to look back, I would not have been able to answer this person's question, to fulfill the need they had to find H&R Block. This simple experience truly deepened my faith that there is a benevolent force, a loving hand guiding us in each and every moment, no matter how insignificant what's happening in that moment may seem. This simple experience also helped me see and release some remnants of fear I was still holding around people in cars pulling up next to me and rolling down their windows. Mother Teresa said, "To fear is to expect punishment. To love is to know we are immersed not in darkness, but in light." At this time in my life, when people pulled their car up and started rolling down their window, fear of what might happen quickly became my primary experience. Love and light took a back seat. Over 10 years earlier, as I was finishing some yard work near the street one day, a car pulled up. I turned toward the car, expecting a question on directions as the window rolled down. Instead, I found myself staring down the barrel of a large handgun. I looked at the size of the opening in the barrel, quickly determined it could do major damage, started repeating God's name over and over, and instantly became very calm and peaceful. I smiled as the teenager holding the gun pulled the trigger, and he and his buddy sped away laughing. As we transition into our first pause in the program, see if there's any traumatic event in your life that may still have some energy around it that needs to be resolved and released. See if you're willing to let it go now and forevermore. If so, breathe your infinite love into the situation and let it go as you exhale. Breathe your infinite love into the situation and let it go as you exhale, having total faith that God will transform this energetic block you've been carrying and no longer need. Having total faith that God will transform this energetic block you've been carrying and no longer need. Enjoy this pause, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Thankfully, when that teenager pulled the trigger, the gun was empty. As the car sped away, I calmly walked into the house and called the police. My wife heard the conversation and couldn't believe how calm I was. But the calm and peace I truly was experiencing in that moment was not there whenever someone pulled up to me after that. What did upset me at that time was the police taking over 2 hours to respond. upset because the elderly seniors living on that street who were in their yards on weekends could easily suffer a heart attack under the same circumstances. Someone once said, "Fear ends where faith begins." Faith allows things to happen. It is the power that comes from a fearless heart. And when a fearless heart believes, miracles happen. When we let go of fear, only then can we gracefully move from what was into the miracle of what can be. The car stopping in the parking lot and actually asking for directions was a miracle in many ways. It provided someone the answer they needed, deepened my faith that God, or whatever you want to call this benevolent force, is orchestrating even the most insignificant events in life, and it released a long-held fear I had. Siddha meditation master Baba Muktananda once said, "Not even a leaf falls without his command." And now when someone stops and rolls down their window, I experience an even deeper calm and peacefulness than when that trigger was pulled, knowing, experiencing that I am love, peace, and bliss. Knowing that if the trigger of a loaded gun pointed at me is ever pulled, it may damage this body, but it will not harm me in any way. Knowing that all of us are capable of repeating God's name over and over, like Gandhi did as he was shot. An old English proverb says, "Fear knocked at the door and faith answered." No one was there. As you listen to the following quotes on faith, may each one anchor you ever more solidly in the faith of your inner self, your inner light, your inner love, your inner peace and bliss. As your faith is strengthened, you will find there is no longer the need to have a sense of control, that things will flow as they will, and that you will flow with them to your great delight and benefit. To have faith in the Creator to provide all your needs and desires is to be borne along through the difficulties of life as on wings of air. The antidote to frustration is a calm faith, not in your own cleverness or in hard toil, but in God's guidance. Faith isn't the ability to believe long and far into the misty future. It's simply taking God at His word and taking the next step. Childlike faith focuses on our Heavenly Father, not on our fears. It's written in Matthew 18:3 that Christ said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Our children give us the gifts of seeing what it's like, remembering what it's like, to be like little children every day, trusting, transparent, insistent, spontaneous, imaginative, joyful, and worry-free. Someone once said, "Worry is a total waste of time. It doesn't change anything. All it does is taint your mind and steals your joy. Sorrow looks back. Worry looks around. Faith looks up." Faith is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can see. As you practice counting your blessings, you will find that your faith is being suddenly revitalized. Without faith, a man can do nothing. With it, all things are possible. Your job is to take care of the possible and trust God with the impossible. Faith is the light that guides you through the darkness. I would rather err on the side of faith than on the side of doubt. I once attended a talk given by an enlightened being who said that self-doubt is the last hurdle to reclaiming our natural enlightened state of love, peace, bliss, and oneness with God and all of God's creation. Rabindranath Tagore said, "Faith is a bird that feels dawn breaking and sings while it is still dark." Those who have faith need no explanation. For those who have no faith, no explanation is possible. Are you feeling your faith deepen? Your faith in yourself? Your faith in the perfection of each moment? Sai Baba said, "Where there is faith, there is love. Love is born out of faith. During a spiritual retreat I once attended, fortune cookies were handed out. Mine said, there are two powers in the world, fear and love. Of the two, love is the most powerful. Guru Mai Chidvilasananda tells us, a subtle alchemy takes place when God's love arises in your heart. It brings about the sweetest changes in your life. It creates a beautiful change within yourself. As tender as this love may be, it is full of God's power. It strengthens the heart. It purifies the mind. This love fortifies your faith in God. The divine Amma says, love is the only language that every living being can understand. It is universal. Peace and love are the same for everyone. Like honey, love is always sweet. Be like the honeybee that gathers the nectar of love wherever it goes. Seek the goodness in everyone and everything. Whenever you go through a difficult time in life, it is good to remind yourself, I don't expect any love from others because I am not someone who needs to be loved by others. I am love itself. I am an inexhaustible source of love who will always give love and nothing but love to everyone who comes to me. It's my experience that when we are an inexhaustible source of love, always giving love, nothing but love, we will be surrounded in love, embraced by love, without the need to be loved by others. Paramahansa Yogananda said, love has been so abused and crucified by man that very few people know what true love is. Just as oil is present in every part of the olive, so love permeates every part of creation. But to define love is very difficult, for the same reason that words cannot fully describe the flavor of an orange. You have to taste the fruit to know its flavor. So with love. In the universal sense, love is the divine power of attraction and creation that harmonizes, unites, binds together. Those who live in tune with the attractive force of love achieve harmony with nature and their fellow beings and are attracted to blissful reunion with God. Yogananda continues saying, love gives without expecting anything in return. I never think of anyone in terms of what he can do for me. And I never profess love to someone because he has done something for me. If I didn't actually feel love, I wouldn't pretend to give it. And since I feel it, I give it. Love cannot be had for the asking. It comes only as a gift from the heart of another. Be certain of your feeling before you say to anyone, I love you. Once you give your love, it must be forever. Not because you want to be near that person, but because you want perfection for that soul, to wish for perfection for the loved one, and to feel pure joy in thinking of that soul is divine love. And that is the love of true friendship. Real love is when you are constantly watching the progress of the soul. As soon as you cater to someone's physical desires and bad habits, you are not loving that soul anymore. You are just pleasing that person to avoid ill will. No matter how unpleasant it is to tell a friend that he is wrong, if you say it with love in your heart and stand firm on it, sometimes that person will respect you if you are right. If you are wrong, even then he will know that you did it with sincerity out of love. And Amma says, you can only feel love by expressing it. The reason why we practice spirituality is to learn how to forgive others for their mistakes and to love them instead of rejecting them. Anyone can reject people, but to accept everyone is difficult. Through love, we can lead others from wrong to right, whereas if we disown someone for their mistakes, they may continue to commit them. Both Amma and Yogananda are guiding us to express our love instead of holding it in, much like these lyrics from Say What You Need to Say by John Mayer. Have no fear for giving in. Have no fear for giving over. You better know that in the end, it's better to say too much than to never say what you need to say again. Even if your hands are shaken and your faith is broken, even as the eyes are closing, do it with a wide open heart. A wide heart. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. And the lyrics to Sarah Bareilles' song Brave encourage us to say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave with what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. I just want to see you. I just want to see you be brave. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been stared down by the enemy, fallen for the fear, and done some disappearing. Bow down to the mighty. Don't run. Just stop holding your tongue. Maybe there's a way out of the cage where you live. Maybe one of these days you can let the light in. Show me how big your brave is. Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave with what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Amma lets us know that in true love, one goes beyond the body, mind, and all fears. Love is the breath of the soul. It is our life force. Pure, innocent love makes everything possible. When your heart is filled with the pure energy of love, even the most impossible task is as easy as picking up a flower. Love can accomplish anything. There is no problem that love cannot solve. It can cure diseases, heal wounded hearts, and transform minds. Through love, one can overcome all obstacles. Love can help us renounce all physical, mental, and intellectual tensions, thereby bringing peace and happiness. Love is the ambrosia that adds beauty and charm to life. As we move into this pause, feel your whole being is being transformed into love, vibrating with love, tingling with love. Feel the love. Feel the immense faith you have. And true love.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining me. Let's continue exploring and experiencing the love we are. As Amma says, the energy of pure love is within you. It only needs to awaken. Guru Mai confirms this from her own experience. The flame of love is not different from you. It is you. It isn't that love is there and you are here. You and love are one and the same. Love is self-born. You don't have to wait for someone to give you love. for the gift of love to grow, you pour love into love. To keep love growing, to keep love burning high, you add love to love. No other ingredient, no other substance is required. In this human birth, you can make a daring attempt to attain perfect joy, perfect love. The scriptures and the great beings say with great authority and great conviction, it is possible. Yes, you can experience perfect joy, perfect love in this very human body. When we follow the teachings of the great masters on how to love, we can experience perfect joy, perfect love in this very human body. Gurumayi asks us, isn't it great good fortune to breathe God's love, which is softer than silk and more powerful than a thunderbolt? Don't you feel blessed that God has beckoned you to dwell in his house, in this body made of immortal love? Don't you feel honored to carry the supreme abode within your own being? The purest love of all, the feeling called devotion, is even more brilliant than the millions of stars scattered across the soft night sky. Whatever your lifestyle may have been, understand one thing. The moment you're affected by love, the moment devotion has risen within you, that is the path you must follow. Love is the right decision. Yes, like Gurumayi says out of her own experience, love is the right decision. Hundreds of years ago, in the prophet Cahil Gibran says, when love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep. And when his wings enfold you, yield to him, though the sword hidden among his pinions may wound you. And when he speaks to you, believe in him, though his voice may shatter your dreams as the north wind lays waste the garden. For even as love crowns you, so shall he crucify you. Even as he is for your growth, so is he for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your height and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you unto himself. He threshes you to make you naked. He sifts you to free you from your husks. He grinds you to whiteness. He kneads you until you are pliant. And then he assigns you to his sacred fire, that you may become sacred bread for God's sacred feast. All these things shall love do unto you, that you may know the secrets of your heart, and in that knowledge become a fragment of life's heart. But if in your fear you would seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world, where you shall laugh, but not all your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears. Love gives not but itself, and takes not but from itself. Love possesses not, nor would it be possessed, for love is sufficient unto love. When you love, you should not say, God is in my heart, but rather, I am in the heart of God. And think not you can direct the course of love, for love, if it finds you worthy, directs your course. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. But if you love and must have desires, let these be your desires, to melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody to the night, to know the pain of too much tenderness, to be wounded by your own understanding of love, and to bleed willingly and joyfully, to wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving, to rest at the noon hour and meditate love's ecstasy, to return home at eventide with gratitude, and then to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise upon your lips. This is how I go to sleep each night, and that incredibly peaceful sleep starts within 30 seconds of my head touching the pillow. Sai Baba said, where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Faith begets love, and love begets peace. You are the peace you seek. His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, says, we can never obtain peace in the outer world until we make peace with ourselves. You are the peace you seek. In this precious moment, if it's safe for you to do so, I invite you to once again bring one or both of your hands to your heart. You may also close your eyes if it's safe. Focus your full attention at your heart. Breathe deeply right into the center of your heart. Feel the energy of your breath softening your heart, bringing more faith and love into your heart. Feel the pulsations of your heart as it sends currents of life force, faith, and love throughout your body. Feel the peacefulness of your body as these currents of life force, faith, and love cascade through it. Feel the peacefulness of your mind as your body relaxes. Breathe deeply. If you find your mind wandering away from your breath, away from the feelings of faith, love, and peace, breathe deeply again. And again, breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being is reminded that being the faith, the love, the peace you are, is your top priority. This is faith, love, and peace. Just by being present in the moment, you are having faith that all is well. Just by being present in the moment, you are experiencing the love you are. Just by being present in the moment, not attached to any outcomes, no matter what you're doing, is peace. Breathe in and be at peace in your mind as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace in your body as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with your family as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with your service in the world as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with everything in your life that has come before and everything that will come hereafter. When you practice connecting with your faith, love, and peace in these quiet moments like this, you are building a rainbow bridge to these natural feelings, a rainbow bridge that you can cross over to any time your now moment is full of daily activities and unexpected challenges. Breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being feels the faith, love, and peace that are your natural ways of experiencing the world. Ajahn Khan, a Buddhist monk, says, if you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of peace. If you let go completely, you will have complete peace. So now, on a long, slow inhale, fill your entire being with the radiant love and tranquil peace you are. Feel as if your entire being is glowing. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant energy pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale, letting go completely into the peace that you are. Inhale again, and on the exhale, send your love, peace, and bliss to everyone and everything on this beautiful planet we're floating through space on. Remember what Sergei Kahile King said from our program last week. We are all connected to everyone and everything in the universe. Therefore, everything one does as an individual affects the whole. All thoughts, words, images, prayers, blessings, and deeds are listened to by all that is. Amma says, one drop of water cannot be called a river. A river is formed by many drops running together. It is the joining of these countless drops that creates the flow. Together, we are a power, an undefeatable power. When we work together, hand in hand, with love, it is not just one life force, but the life energy of the collective that flows in harmony, unimpeded. From that constant stream of unity, we will see the birth of peace. Are you feeling the birth of peace within you? You can recreate this peace and even a more profound peace at any time. You can choose love and peace at any time. In the Course in Miracles, it says, I must have decided wrongly because I am not at peace. I made the decision myself, but I can also decide otherwise. I want to decide otherwise because I want to be at peace. You truly can live in faith, love, peace, and God's blissful vibrations in each moment, completely untouched by the changes of childhood, youth, age, daily activities and challenges, and even world upheavals. Sachi Sai Baba said, where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss. After this next short pause, I'd like to take us further into an experience of faith, love, and peace with some activities that you can practice with your children. Next week, we'll continue to explore where there is peace, there is God, and where there is God, there is bliss. We'll explore the commonalities of religions and spiritual traditions around the world. Next week, we'll explore how every religion is a beacon that lights the path to love, how every religion sings the praises of God, how every religion speaks of peace. We're going to explore the common principles embraced by the different religions of the world and how that can lead us to experience the bliss we are. Please invite your children to join us after this next pause. During the pause, feel the love and peace you are, and have faith that with practice, you will experience love and peace at all times. Feel the love and peace you are, and have faith, complete faith, that with practice, you will experience love and peace at all times.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Warm welcome back, everyone. The activities we're going to enjoy now about faith, love, and peace are for your children as well as you. Like our thoughts and souls, we can't see faith. Faith is invisible like the wind, but just as powerful. It's invisible like pure, clean air. It's invisible like God. Faith is one of the many beautiful gifts God gave each of us. If you stand in front of your mom or dad, close your eyes and just let yourself fall backwards, you would have faith that your mom and dad would catch you. You have faith they wouldn't let you fall. When you go into a dark room and flip or turn on the light switch, you hit the light switch because you have faith it will turn the lights on. When you pray to God, you have faith that there really is a God you are praying to. In the Bible, Matthew 17:20, Christ says, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." It only takes a little bit of faith, as tiny as a mustard seed, which is like a small speck of bird seed, to accomplish great things. With faith, everything is possible. It's important to have faith in life. Faith makes everything possible. Faith lets you move through challenges or problems that may seem as big as a mountain. Faith makes life happier. It makes it more joyful. It's like all the sparkling bubbles that bounce against your body when you jump into a pool. They feel good. It's like all the bubbles in a glass of sparkling water or soda bursting in your mouth. They feel good. Faith is one of the many beautiful gifts God gave each of us. We can make that faith stronger by being thankful for the faith we have. If it's safe to do so, please bring one or both of your hands to your heart and close your eyes. Feel the love in your heart. Feel the thankfulness in your heart. Feel the faith in your heart. Say to yourself, either silently or out loud if you can, "I have faith. My faith is strong. I have faith that everything happens for the best. I am full of faith." Yes, you are full of faith. You are also full of love. When do you feel most loved or loving? What words make you feel loved? Do you like hearing someone say, "I love you," or "You are so wonderful," or "I appreciate you," or "I understand what you are feeling"? Do you feel loved when certain things are done for you or given to you? Do you feel loved every time your parents prepare a meal or dessert for you? What do you say to or do for others to let them know you love them? How do you express love to your pets? What does that feel like? Did you know that love comes to you in many forms? Love flows to you through your parents, your grandparents, your brothers and sisters, and all your relatives and friends. Love is the wagging tail of your dog or the purring or cuddliness of your cat. Love comes to you as the cool breeze, the spectacular colors in sunrises and sunsets, the warmth of the sun's rays, the shimmering of the full moon, the twinkling of starlight, birds singing, butterflies darting by you. Love is flowing to you when you do things to love yourself, like when you say caring, loving, helpful words to yourself or others, or think caring, loving, helpful thoughts about yourself or others. Eating delicious, healthy foods like juicy fruits and drinking fresh, purified water are also ways of loving yourself. Laughing is a way of loving yourself. Getting plenty of sleep, sunshine, play, and rest are ways of loving yourself. Smiling for no reason at all, smiling just to smile, is a way of loving yourself. You can feel the love you are at any time. Sometime this week, how about drawing a picture of all those things or all those times when you feel loved or loving toward others? You can also tell your mom or dad what all these things are, and maybe they can help you draw them or write them down. Somewhere on that picture, write, "God is love, I am love." And then put that picture you just drew in a place where you can see it every day. And how about saying out loud 3 times every day this week, God is love. I am love. Let's say that right now, either silently or out loud if you can. God is love. I am love. God is love. I am love. God is love. I am love. You are love. You are also peace. When do you feel most peaceful or the most calm? When you're laying with your favorite pet? When you are sleeping? When you're being hugged? When? Let's see if we can feel very peaceful right now. Again, with one or both of your hands at your heart and your eyes closed if you can, focus your full attention at your heart. Breathe deeply right into your heart. Feel the peaceful pulsations of your heart. Feel the peacefulness of your body. Feel the peacefulness of your mind as your body relaxes. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and be at peace in your mind as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace in your body as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with your family as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with all your friends as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with everything in your life as you exhale. This week, I also invite you to draw a picture of all those things or all those times when you feel very peaceful. Somewhere on that picture, write, God is peace. I am peace. And then put that picture, along with the picture you drew about love, in a place where you can see it every day. And also, say out loud 3 times every day this week, God is peace. I am peace. Let's say that right now, either silently or out loud. God is peace. I am peace. God is peace, I am peace. God is peace, I am peace. And let's add, God is love, I am love. Repeat after me, please. God is love, I am love. God is love, I am love. God is love, I am love. Now let's add what we said about faith. Again, repeating after me, I have faith. My faith is strong. Thank you, God, for the gift of faith. I have faith that everything happens for the best. I have faith that everything happens for the best. I am full of faith. Yes, you are full of faith. You are full of love. You are full of peace. You are love. You are peace. You are faith. Feel the peacefulness of your body as these currents of life force, faith, and love cascade through it. Feel the peacefulness of your mind and your body. Feel the love of your heart. Feel the faith of your heart and mind. Breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being feels the faith, love, and peace that are your natural ways of experiencing life. Now, on a long, slow inhale, fill your entire being with the rock-solid faith, the radiant love, and the deep peace you are. Feel as if your entire being is glowing. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant energy pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale, sending your faith, love, and peace to everyone and everything on earth. Sai Baba said, "Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss." If you have any questions or sharings about this program or conscious parenting, please contact me at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. That's consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. And please join me next Monday here on OM Times Radio. Invite your friends and family too, as we continue to explore peace, God, bliss, and the commonalities of the world's various faiths. This will be a program for your children and include activities where they can heighten the experience of the love, peace, and bliss that they are too. It will enrich your children's hearts with a deeper love for their own faith and at the same time embrace respect for others' faiths. With divine blessings of love, light, gratitude, bliss, peace, and health in every moment of your precious and beautiful life, streaming from my soul to your soul, from my heart to your heart, within the one infinite love we are, may you constantly experience the faith, the love, the peace, the God, the Goddess, and the bliss that you are. Have a wonderful, fantastic, blissful, peaceful, loving.